What a thing to be a part of, being a part of God's family. Amen. To be, I just get overwhelmed at times. To be a part of God's plan. We talked about that in class this morning. But we all should right now just take one second, if we can spare it, which we all can spare 1 second, and just be thankful to God that He called you. He wants you. I can get humbled in the middle of the worst day, at work, whatever, and realize I'm part of God's plan. And that really helps take your focus off of this wood, hay, and stubble, as we learned, and to put our focus on the things that are gold, the things that will survive by fire, the real things in life, the reality of being a Christian, the reality of who God is and what He's done and what He sent His Son to do for each and every one of us. We need to do that all the time. But right now, just humble yourself just for a second and think about what God has done. As I stand before you in Dave's place, I was thinking earlier, we all know that Dave would rather be right here. Let's remember him in prayer. He's doing what his job requirements are, but let's remember Dave in prayer today. There was a song I heard on that Praise FM, There's Coming a Day. You ever think about that? If you heard that song, you'll think about There's Coming a Day and what's coming that day. You know, if you're a Christian, you kind of know what's coming, and it's good. If you're not a Christian, you need to think about what's coming, because it's not good. But that made me think about a day. What is a day? What is a... I thought about some of the significant days that happened in the past, the significant days that are going on in the present, significant days that's coming, the importance of those days. And I thought maybe we'd hit on a few. And we can all think about the word day, according to Strong's Concordance, the word day, and it's two different cases, the word day means a 24-hour period, daylight till daylight tomorrow. Or in other cases, it means just the daylight hours. Okay? That's just a little FYI. And another thing, the word day is used 1,703 times, according to the Strong's Concordance in the Scriptures. 1,703 times. So a day is pretty important, wouldn't you think? I mean, you know, I'm going to make us go a little bit deep to think about it. We take days for granted, don't we? And I hope we realize after this message what today means in our life. Well, today, and neck it down to this very second, are we grateful to what God has done? Are we grateful? You know where that second came from? It came from God. Without God, we have no days. We have no seconds. We have nothing. Without God, we have nothing. Talk about significant days in our past, and right now I'm just going to reflect a bit on our physical past. I think about, and most of our significant days maybe have to do with the death of a loved one. I did a funeral one time for a baby. The baby lived 90 days. Think about it. That's nothing. We think of that as nothing. Then I got to think about Grandpa Charlie. 33,215 days is what he had. And, you know, I know Grandpa was 91, and there's people that have lived longer, but you get the gist of what I'm trying to get at here, how important a day is, how important every second of every day is in our lives, how we take it for granted. Let's talk about days that stand out in our past, death of loved ones, you know, whether it's recently or a while back. I always say it's kind of like when time stood still, an event happened. The Twin Towers. You all remember that? You remember where he was at? Yeah, you do. I even remembered the Craton. I think it was Shell at the time. The explosion there. I can remember right now. I knew exactly where I was at when that event happened. I knew exactly where I was at when my dad died. A lot of things stand out. And that's a day. emphasizing a day. I can remember Debbie coming up that aisle when we got married. When I counsel a marriage couple, I'm talking to the fella, and I'll say, she'll never look more beautiful than she does right that minute when she's coming up that aisle and you look back at her. And I can remember that because I was there. I hope Debbie remembers the birth of a child. I remember my Amanda, you know. I was hoping for a boy. But you know, at that instant, when I saw that child, you know, God changes you right there. Amen. You'll realize something that you can't comprehend till you've had a child. When Mandy was delivered, it was like, I wouldn't have traded her for all the boys in the world. She's my princess. She's my little girl. But I remember that, vividly remember that, what it affected me. So there again, the importance of days. And I'm not telling you anything that I've experienced that each and every one of you, most of you, have experienced. And the grandchildren, if you ain't got grandkids yet, it's a good thing. You will enjoy them grandchildren. So, we all have had days, whether they're good days, whether they're bad days. And we all have them. Whether you're a Christian, whether you're not, we still have our struggling days, correct? Well, you know, we've seen what God done last week. See the power of God moving, the convicting spirit moving on folks through good times and bad times. So I'm just going to hit on some great days in biblical history, in spiritual history. And if you will, if you want, let's turn to Genesis 1, chapter 1. And while you're turning there, I'm going to have a word of prayer. Again, Lord, we're bound here before you on this Sunday morning here at this little church by the road, Lord. We're gathered here to proclaim you as God, proclaim you as creator, to proclaim you as master, Lord, and to give you all the praise and glory that we can. We ask you bless our service here this morning. I ask that you stir every heart in this building this morning, as only you can. I ask for you to get me out of the way. I pray for those that can't be here today. Bless their hearts. Move upon them. Heal their bodies if they're sick, whatever it might be. And again, I ask for you to forgive me where I fail you. And these favors we ask in Christ's name. Amen. And I've come to really, really, really love Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. What more do we need? The proof is in the pudding, as they say. Look around. The air you breathe, God give us. Without God-given air, man is nothing. We're like an engine with no gas. We are incapable of anything. So let's talk about the significant first day. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Verse 3, and God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light that it was good, and God divided the light from darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. How important was that first day? You can't have a second day without a first day. That's pretty simple. Praise the Lord. That's a significant day, wouldn't you say? Let's go to Genesis chapter 6. And one of the points that I'm going to try to make here is in our present day, we hear of the rapture. We've been studying about that. We hear of heaven, the coming heaven. We hear of so much that's going to happen. We hear of Armageddon. We hear of the tribulation period. We hear of all this stuff coming. But sometimes it's like, you know. And what I'm going to get at here is we're going to look at some days that we're told about, and they happened. Okay? It's just to emphasize, to encourage us to know that these days that we're talking about out there, they're going to happen. Amen. They are going to happen just as sure as in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. Genesis chapter 6, verse 14. Everybody knows about Noah and the ark. And I'm not going to read every verse. But Genesis chapter 14, this is God talking to Noah. Make thee an ark of gopher wood, room shall thou make in the ark, and shall pitch it with him. And he goes on through to tell him exactly how to build it. In verse 22, what does Noah say? Noah, thus did Noah according to that all God commanded him to do. Noah showed obedience because God told him to do something because something was going to happen. Now, Noah didn't start putting it off. Noah started right away.
Amen.
Correct? He did. He was obedient, followed what God told him to do, and put faith and trust in knowing that what God said, God would do.
Amen.
Is that where we stand today? Right now, today, do we firmly stand on what God said? We know God will do. Let's look at chapter 7, verse 1. Said, and the Lord said unto Noah, come thou, all thy house, unto the ark, for thee have I seen righteous before me in this generation. And he goes on to say just what he told Noah to do. He's doing it. He's doing it. Verse 16. And they that went in, okay, it's happening. What God told Noah to do, what God told Noah was going to happen, is happening. He said, and they went in and went in male and female of all flesh as God had commanded him, and the Lord shut him in. What a significant day. The Lord shut the door that day. And now that's a real example of end times, but the Lord shut the door that day. What about those that's on the outside? You think they would like to have one more day? There was a song came to me when she was singing, Sarah was singing, when our dad got killed. Dale Earnhardt got killed at the time, and you know we realized when Dale Earnhardt died, everybody noticed. When our dad died, you know, just we noticed, but God noticed all. But there was a song come out in tribute to Dale Earnhardt. And I took it as dad's, one more day. And I thought, how many things, if I had one more day, would I have told my dad? One more day, would I have went and done something with my dad? I'd went to that fox pen, but one more day. So I was thinking about right there, when God shut that door on that ark, how many folks was calling at that door just asking God for one more day? So that's the emphasis why I'm talking about today. We may not have one more day, folks. We may not have it. Chapter 5, 32. And this is just to show us the time period. Chapter 5 of Genesis, verse 32 says, and Noah was 500 years old, and Noah begat his sons. Now look at verse 7:11. In the 600th year. So, we think 100 years is a lot of time. But 100 years, that shows us it was a 100-year time span. And how many of us will give up in a year? Give us in a week? That ain't never going to happen. That's way out there. I've done it 100 times, folks. But it's real. Even if it's 100 years or a day, it is real. And let's turn to Hebrews 11. Hebrews 11, chapter 11, verse 7, says, by faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of righteousness, which is by faith. That's an example of what keeps us going. What makes us to take God as His word and know it's going to come to pass.
Amen.
There's proof right there. We're going to hit another couple of places here that's significant. Let's go to Genesis chapter 12. Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 says, "Now the Lord had said unto Abram, Get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee, and I will make of thee a great nation. I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and I will curse them that curseth thee, and in thee all the families of the earth be blessed." Now, just a quick story behind Abram and his wife. They couldn't have children. So, you know, what are they thinking? Okay, so they're on faith. They're going to go by what God tells them to do. So jump clear on over to Genesis 21, verse 5. It says, "And Abram was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born unto him." It was a 20-year period passed. You think we'd have give up? Yeah. 20 years had passed. And God told him he was going to make a great nation out of him, as the grains of sand are. There's the stars in the sky, that many. And he hadn't had one yet in 20 years. That's what faith is. That's what confidence is in a day. It's 20 years. So our days might be long, folks. Might be a lot of days transpire. But he had, number one, of the generation. And you know what, folks? We are each one blessed right now today because of that. Amen. So, thank the Lord for that day. That's a pretty significant day. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. That's a little to the right. You're going to recognize this. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. "For unto you a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." So this is in Isaiah. This is in the Old Testament. This is before Jesus is born. But who are they talking about right there? They're talking about Jesus. So he's saying something right there is going to happen. Well, we don't know the number of days, but how important is that day? Go to Luke 2. Imagine me picking Luke 2. Luke 2, chapter 11. "For unto you is born this day, in the city of David, a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." Suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." Fulfilled. What a day. That day affects us all. Amen. That is a significant day. How important, again, how important is days, the birth of Christ? Then we can go on and talk about the day he died. That's found in the book of John. I'm going to pick up the pace a little bit. It's found in the book of John, though. John 19. John chapter 19. We're going to read verse 30. When Jesus therefore had received vinegar, he said, "It is finished." And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. There again, significant day. And it was prophesied that he would... His death, burial, and resurrection, that he would rise again. And in verse 38 says, "And after this, Joseph of Arimathea, being a disciple of Jesus, with secretly for fear of the Jews, besought Pilate that he might take away the body of Jesus. And Pilate gave him leave, and he came therefore and took the body of Jesus." But Jesus was literally buried. How important is that? Without his death, burial, and resurrection, we are wasting our time, folks. We are wasting our time. I've thought a lot about the day of Pentecost, how important that day is. If you want, turn to John chapter 15, verse 26 says, "But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me." He's talking about somebody that's coming. He's talking about there's going to be a day when somebody's coming. Let's turn to the book of Acts chapter 2. "And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all their house they were sitting." That's when the Holy Spirit came on the scene. Jesus said it, and it happened on that day. That very day. How important is that day, the day of Pentecost? How important is the Holy Spirit in your Christian life right here today?
Amen.
How bad of failures would we be without the Holy Spirit? How much hope could we have without the Holy Spirit? I think of that joy that is indwelled inside of me.
Amen.
And I pray that you have too. That's the Holy Spirit. That's God.
Amen.
Inside of us. Think about that. That's a good day.
Amen.
What about the rapture? Think about the rapture. Now see, now we're starting to look forward to things coming. Now we believe everything we've read in the past, right? We believe and agree with that. That God created everything. That Noah really happened. And with faith, we believe it. But in scientifically, they have proved it. They don't want to talk about it, but they have proved it. They have proved Christ was a real person, was an actual living person. They have found his tomb, they have found the veil, they found all kinds of stuff. And who knows what they found that they won't tell, because they're trying to hide it, Satan wanting to hide it. That's good stuff. That's real. That's important. But think about the rapture we've been talking about. That's a real thing. That's a real event that's going to occur. That's in Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 14. I'll read that real quick. "For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them which also sleep in Jesus will God bring with them. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep." That means go before them that are asleep. "For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout and the voice of the archangel and the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words." That's really going to happen. That's really going to, if you believe God created the heavens and the earth, you got to believe the rapture.
Amen.
It's real and it's true and it's encouraging. It gives us hope. It makes us keep focused. Right? We've talked a lot about focus and focus on Christ, focus on... Let's go to Revelation chapter 19. "And he saith unto me, Write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he saith unto me, These are the true sayings of God." What a day that will be. We've preached that, we've taught that, the marriage supper of the Lamb, and that's going to be in a day. Are you ready to be a participant of that?
Amen.
Amen. That's good stuff right there. One more real quick. 2 Corinthians 6:2. 2 Corinthians 6:2. "For he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." And that's what I want to wrap this all up with, is today is a very important day.
Amen.
Do you take for granted the days that God has given you? If you want to come and get ready for a song, Belinda and Tony. But we got to take every day going forward, because we can't do nothing about the one that was yesterday, right? We can't make it better. We can't make it worse. We can't change it one iota. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the first day of the rest of your life. We've heard that 1,000 times. But we got to realize the rest of our life doesn't end at retirement. It doesn't end at the physical death. It goes on and on and on to when the days are not numbered anymore. We got to take it one day at a time. We don't want to be sitting when God says, "Depart from me, ye cursed, for I never knew you." Because you'll be a crying that, "Oh, just one more day. What would I have done different if I would have one more day?"